The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and happy to be here, and wonderful to have this clear sense of meditating together with in community with others. And even though I'm looking mostly at the camera as I speak, I have a very rich sense of those of you who are at the other end of this, and seeing the chats helps tremendously with that, and both the names that I recognize and those that are new. And so thank you all for being here. One of the attitudes with which to meditate is an attitude of curiosity or interest, of wanting to really know what is happening here in the moment, in our experience, and to have that kind of interest in knowing what is here, while at the same time not trying to understand. And the reason not to try to understand is then we will be not meditating, we'll be thinking, reflecting, probing. So the art of this is to have that interest where the eyes, the perception, the attention is has a nice alertness to it, as if we're trying to discover the message that's available here. As if we're trying to understand it, we're available for it. And so rather than trying to figure anything out, there's this heightened availability, as if there's a profound message to be discovered here, but only a message that only can be discovered if we don't actively try to discover it, but rather be available to it. So that kind of interest. And it might be... And some of this has to do with beginning to understand the deeper conditionality, deeper conditions that are coming into play, that are operating in the moment as we're living our lives. And the message that we can receive is that see the deeper structures of what's happening, the deeper motivations and emotions. And the other thing that the message might be is something about the potential of what's possible. And it becomes really clear that it's not just of the moment, but what future we create for ourselves, maybe in the next moment, in the next minute, by how we are here. And so this availability to wisdom, availability to understanding, interest to understand, to see, while not trying to. So available, but not figuring it out, as if it's going to be arise, it's going to appear if we have this attentiveness. So to sit in a meditation posture, and maybe to think of the alert posture as a that's alert to be available, to sense and to feel. If you're going to go into the woods to listen to the hear a sound of a faint bird, there might be a physical uprightness, a lifting up of the body, kind of to hear and listen. And so this alert posture, and then closing the eyes, to also begin a process of settling into the body. Maybe settling around the alertness. So the unnecessary tensions and holdings are released. Taking a few long, slow, deep breaths and savoring each breath, taking your time, really sensing, feeling the body expand, fill with air, stretch as you breathe in. And maybe relaxing into a longer exhale. Maybe with a sense of relaxation, settling. A deep, long inhale and a long exhale, relaxing the thinking mind, quieting the thinking. Letting your breathing return to normal. And taking a few moments to be attuned to the rhythm of breathing in your body. Breathing is connected to so many different parts of our being. It's at the crossroads. If you be available for the message of breathing, for the deeper experience of what's happening as you breathe, what is revealed? And then for the next few exhales, relaxing whatever energy, agitation there is of in thinking. The thinking mind, quieter as you exhale, settling more deeply. On the exhale, as if the thinking mind can rest, can let its weariness settle down. And if you're present for your mind in some quiet, open, available way, as if there's a message or a deeper understanding, deeper insight, does anything arise when you quietly make yourself available to sense and feel the thinking mind? And taking one deeper breath and exhaling, returning to natural breathing, your normal way of breathing. Available to the experience of breathing. And continuing with the rhythm of breathing. Maybe within the breathing itself, what emotional understanding comes if you're available to see or feel your emotional life as you breathe? Is there a unique message or understanding that appears when you take into account, when you feel both your breathing, you're connected to your breathing, and you feel your mood or emotional state? What does mindfulness of breathing contribute to a better understanding? And then continuing now in silence with your breathing, but perhaps with an openness that's available for deeper experience. One way of understanding mindfulness is that it involves an availability to experience. We're available. We don't assert ourselves. We don't pull away. We don't project our ideas. We don't shut down or avoid. But we're available for experience. We get distracted and then we return to that availability. And in this way, we're not asserting ourselves, not protecting ourselves. And as we come to the end of this meditation, imagine that in a safe way, safe situation, you're simply attentive, present, mindful, in a feeling of it with availability. You're available. To be mindful, to be attentive to the social situation. Not asserting yourself, not pulling away, just available. Available to feel and sense, know the humanity of someone else. Available to sense and feel what animates them. More fully who they are and how they are. And through this availability, goodwill and kindness have a very different life than if we assert our goodwill, assert our kindness. We're available to our kindness, our goodwill. We're available for love to arise in the space of not knowing, the space of possibility, in the space of knowing others more fully. And in this way, our meditation practice can benefit our wider life and others in our life. May it be that this meditation practice we do serves for the welfare and happiness of others. May it bring others safety, happiness, peace, and maybe even freedom. At least the freedom from our assertiveness, our neediness, our projections onto them. May we be safe for other people. May all beings be happy.